operational estimating. This always seems to cause a little bit of confusion to students, I think possibly because they sometimes look it up on the web and come up with some oddball sources. But essentially it's a simple enough idea. It's a technique that's used by a contractor to price usually small works, which is the sort of job which is badly affected by discontinuity. Let's take a simple extension as an example. What would happen with something like this is that you'd have a small gang which would come along perhaps and then dig out for the foundations. Once they dug down to the design depth, assuming that it wasn't obvious and they had to go deeper, then they would then stop and ring the building inspector, and they would then have to wait for him to come until he'd actually turned up and had a look down the hole and approved it. They couldn't proceed, so that might mean that on that particular day everybody knocked off early. The following day the building inspector would turn up and they would then order a load of ready mix and concrete the foundations. Once the foundations were concreted, they couldn't do anything else other than watch the concrete set, so they would probably knock off and go home early. The following day, they could actually start to lay the footings, but it would mean that effectively it would have taken 2 days to dig out for the foundations and concrete. Now, if that was a housing estate, then the chances are that the work could be organised so there wasn't any hanging around waiting. Once the trenches were dug, then you could simply go and dig another set of trenches on another house. And it wouldn't be necessary for the estimator to give a great deal of consideration to the eccentricities about how the work would actually be done. Pricing an operational estimate is pretty straightforward. The estimator simply has to look at the likely program for the works, work out how it's going to be done in terms of method, which you would have to do anyway, make a decision about how much time to allocate for each of the various operations, and then simply price those up in terms of man-hours or man-days. To that, you can then add figures for the materials. But the important thing is that it would be priced up in terms of operations. It would not be priced up in terms of unit rates, as a normal building estimate is. Obviously, there needs to be careful judgment on the estimator's part, based on experience of how long the various operations would be likely to take. Fairly straightforward if it's small works. A little bit more complicated if it's works of demolition and alteration, which the technique can also be applied to.